first and foremost, they'll say, what are you? You know, and we need to be more known by what we do than by some title. But then secondly, always beware of open letters. Always beware of an open letter. Like manner, the fifth time, with an open letter, verse 5, in his hand. This letter was not primarily for Nehemiah, but was written ultimately for the eyes and attention of the king. Sanballat once again shows his true colors. The application here is obvious. We will not have to wait long for false Christians to reveal themselves. Within this one verse, we realize the motive of Sanballat and Tobiah. Somebody has said this: truth and time go hand in hand. Given enough time, the truth will come out. All we have to do is to remain faithful to the truth, and they will not be able to contain themselves, those who are our enemies. But then, the content of the letter is in verses 6 and 7. Now, the thing we notice with this letter, first and foremost, and throughout the two verses that describe what's in the letter, is that it's nothing but lies. The letter is a litany of lies. It's not anything that reflects the truth. Sanballat, again, like Satan, has no rules of combat. No rules of war. He uses lies to attack Nehemiah. And the enemy will use any and every means to achieve its wicked ends. In John chapter 8, verse 44, the Lord Jesus speaks to the devil and says, when he speaks a lie, he speaketh of his own. It's his own language. It's his native tongue. For he is a liar and the father, very strong language here, and the father of, in other words, he begets lies. He is the progenitor of lying. He is the one that gives life to lies. And here Sanballat attacks Nehemiah, not with, and he doesn't care that they're lies, because at the end of the day, Sanballat's goal is not for truth. And the enemy's goal is not for truth. When the devil attacked the Lord Jesus, he lied. He told him at one point that he would give him all the kingdoms of the world. Number one, they weren't his to give. And number two, he didn't have the power to give. So he couldn't do what he said, but that was irrelevant. He is a liar and the father of it. Now, lie number one in the verse: it is reported among the heathen. There was no such report. In fact, Nehemiah in verse 8 says so. There are no such things as thou sayest. So Nehemiah responds and clarifies that himself. But the application here is important. We must remind ourselves continually that the attack of the enemy, the attack of the devil, that the attack of the spiritual wickedness that's against us will not represent a true picture. Even when it attacks our conscience and attacks us morally, it won't be according to truth. It will be an exaggeration of truth. Yes, there will be certain things the devil can say. Absolutely. Any exaggeration of the truth is a lie. And when the enemy comes to us, there is no desire to remain truthful. So we must remind ourselves of that.